Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casting Over Wings with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, I want to thank everybody for all the support and love y'all been giving me. Y'all been really rocking with me for all these years and following me. Trust me, I appreciate it so much. I that's why every podcast I started from my appreciation for y'all, because y'all have really supported me and loved me. And to be honest, this podcast has changed my life and brought me to heights that I never thought I would be. Listen to this podcast, the only record I have of my journey of mental health and things like that. And y'all have, and it's been a phenomenal journey. And these 4 or 5 years that we've been on, it has been phenomenal. And I appreciate you so much. But what I'm talking about today, let's talk about therapy. As Black men, we have a lot that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And sometimes our pride stops us from achieving our best selves. Meaning, we're so prideful that we sometimes will refuse to get help or to talk to somebody. And one thing I found out that therapy, counseling, is very, very important. Now, therapy is different to everybody, right? Now, if you have a true mental health problem, seek out the proper help for it. Because they're going to be able to help you not only teach you tricks and trades to help with the mental health, but they also will be able to subscribe medicine that may help. Now, I was against medication. If you don't know my journey, you know, if you're a new podcast listener, when I first started this podcast was because I had a mental breakdown. And earlier that day, I went to my wife and I said, and this is personal here, guys. I went to my wife and I said, I feel like I'm in a cloud. Something's wrong with me. My wife at the time looked at me and said, well, maybe you need to go somewhere, go get some. She was very not supportive because at that time, she didn't understand what I was really saying. You know, because mental health in the Black community is nothing. And my wife, culturally, mental health isn't marginalization. So it's either, you know, when people go mental, either you're lazy or you need God. It's one of those things in the Caribbean culture. You know, there is no mental health problem. There's no depression. There is no anxiety. That doesn't exist in a lot of cultures, especially in the Black community. But that day in particular, I said I felt like there's a cloud over me, and I did. For a long time, I felt like there was a cloud over me. Like everything, my thoughts were fogged, and my life was fogged. Like I couldn't, even though I could see, but I couldn't see life clearly because there was just fog. And that's the day I had my mental breakdown. Me and my wife got into a big, huge, ugly fight. Really ugly. I snapped. There was this engagement picture me and my wife had. The only engagement picture we had at that night. Now, at the time, I didn't understand what I was doing to my wife, going through what I was going through. I didn't understand it. But so, you know, I don't want people to get mad at her. But she was so, I begged her. I said, all right, fine. I was yelling, we were screaming. And she grabbed the picture. And I was like, wait, don't rip it. Don't, I'll leave. Fine, whatever. Because that's the only picture we have from the night we were engaged. And I was going to leave and she was so mad. She said, I don't care. You know what? I'm done. And she ripped it. I snapped. I threw in things. It got real ugly. My son was crying. My daughter was, it got ugly. I got ugly. But I knew there was something wrong with me. There was something majorly wrong with me. for my wife to feel that way, to do that, and for me to act the way I did, I knew there was something wrong with me. So I checked myself as a facility for 2 days. Now, one thing I have learned, I did learn when I was in that facility, I had no real mental health problems like those people there. There were people that were there that really had some serious mental health problems. So I'm not belittling what I went through in my journey, but they had some real problems that even medication wasn't solving. So that was the first wake up call to me. Like, you know what? You have a good life. You have a lot of great things, you know. But then I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and sleep deprivation. My doctor told me that's a deadly combination. And, you know, I had probably the best sleep, one of the best sleeps of my life that night. Because usually when you're in that facility, they don't like you staying in the room all the time. They, you know, they wake you up for breakfast. They want you in the room doing activities and you go to see the doctor. But because one of the things was sleep deprivation, they let me sleep in. And boy, did I have whatever they gave me. I had the best sleep ever. And when I got out, you know, when I after 2 days, I was like, guys, I'm ready to go because I went there voluntarily. When I got out, I knew I had to do a lot of healing. But one of the things I wanted to do was counseling and therapy, you know. So I met with therapists. I met with people. Mentors and things like that. Now, this all wasn't at once. So I want to make this clear. For me, it wasn't at once. It wasn't like I went to multiple people at one time. You know how people blurge their lives together and they say things and you'd be like, no. But there was like different periods of different counseling with mentors, different counseling with actual therapists and counselors and stuff like that, psychologists, stuff like that, different ones. But it definitely helped me. It helped me to understand what I was going through. It helped me to really paint the picture of what I was going through. Now, we as Black men are very proud and we want to be able to do it ourselves. But sometimes you can't do it yourself. Therapy and any other counseling helps. Because one thing I had to do, I had to seek it out. Guidance and counseling actually led me to start this podcast. I was looking for Black men's mental health because I really didn't see a lot of material online when it came to Black men. We have a lot of conditions from how we were raised and relationship with our mothers. There's a lot of special circumstances for Black men in our mental health status. So I looked for it and I couldn't find. I found things here and there, but you know, we put in women, Black women. It's like, oh my God, the every other page on Google searches, you know what I'm saying, was just like phenomenal for women and children and Black women and things like that. But for Black men, it was nothing. So I'm big in the media game. So when I went and I said, you know, Black men's mental health, I figured just type in the URL. Something's going to come up, right? Nothing came up. And then I actually went and I saw that the website was free. Every other variations of mental health, women's mental health, cultural mental health, white women, Black, everything with mental health was taken. The only one that wasn't taken was Black men's mental health.com. You would think that that would be taken, but it wasn't. That's why I own Black men's mental health.com right now. And I was shocked. There really was like, so the therapy I was getting was individual about situations and what was going on in my marriage, like marriage counseling, marriage therapy, mental therapy, mental health therapy. So I was doing that, but there wasn't nothing specific for Black men. That's why I started the podcast, because there was nothing for Black men. Mental health in general, which is great. That's helped, but there was nothing for Black men. So my therapy became the podcast. Now, there are a lot more material right now, a lot more awareness, but in general, it's almost still the same. So what you have to do is seek out guidance and therapy and understanding. You have to seek out people or situations that's going to help you be better. And don't be ashamed to go to therapy, to go to counseling, because at the end of the day, it is helpful. Therapy is there to help you sort through the things. It's not a flex and it's not a shameful thing. When I was taking my medication, every month I met with a counselor, right? And we didn't talk about much. You know, when stuff was going on, I let him know and he gave me a response back. And sometimes it'd be like, how's everything? Everything's good. All right, well, I'm glad. I remember the last session I had when I was at a good place in life and I stopped taking medication. I actually stopped cold turkey. I was on two forms of medication. One was for the depression and anxiety. Another was for sleep. And when I stopped cold turkey. I literally woke up and I looked around in my life and I said, I am grateful for my life. I'm happy with my life. I don't need the medication. And I just stopped. I didn't have no adverse side effects or anything like that. My body didn't go through some type of craving. It was like my mental didn't go bad. I just was better. And when I told him that, he was like, oh, hey, have you had any side effects? Like, nope. He's like, really? Yep, I just stopped. He was like, I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. If you need us, we're here. See, because I wasn't ashamed of seeking out therapy or talking. That conversation made all my frustrations and doubts about therapy go away because reflecting back, I knew it helped me to get where I am. Now, everybody's therapy is different. Mine was seeing somebody, getting with mentors, and my podcast, but others may be different. But you have to find your form of therapy that's going to help you through your mental health. And mental health isn't always you have an exact diagnosis of a problem. You could be burned out in life. You could have mental gaps or mental dark thoughts. I mean, there's so many things with mental that you have to get your mental right. And don't be afraid to seek therapy. Don't be afraid to seek counseling. Me and my wife, we used to go before all of this. We used to go to marriage counseling, which helped a lot. Because even though we still went through our dark place afterwards, but the tools and the conversations we had in our therapy were really there when we were rebuilding. Because we were reflecting back on counseling sessions. We were reflecting back on times we talked. We were reflecting back on best practices. All these things we reflect. So even though it didn't work necessarily at that time, but the lessons were taught and they helped us to heal. And without that, we wouldn't be where we are today. So you have to understand that therapy, counseling, whatever, you need to do it, Black man. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be ashamed of going for help, or don't be ashamed for just wanting somebody to listen. I know that there was this guy, shout out to him, if he still listens, I hope so. He was on the road on a trucker every day. He was on the road and he said that, you know, getting on the road is lonely, but this podcast was his therapy that kept him going through the night, listening to my podcast every night on the road. That was his therapy to help his mental. Because on the road, it gets lonely, it's dark, and you're isolated, you don't have family. That messes with your mental health. Depression, anxiety, insecurities, all that stuff. But if my voice helped him to get through it, then shit. If I was your therapy brother, no problem. I got 200 plus more you can listen to. Because you never know that your story and your journey is somebody else's inspiration. I didn't know that there, you know, I mean, this was the first one I ever got, but there's been countless afterwards. I'm somebody else's therapy. All my struggles, my research, everything I've done to make this podcast is somebody else's therapy. Now, I'm not here to say that a podcast is good for you. I don't know. It was good for me. It was good for how I did things. It was good for my build up to where I am today. But I don't know what your journey looks like. So if it is a podcast, if it is a tutor, if it's a YouTube, whatever it is, don't be ashamed to seek help for what you're going through. And then come up with what makes sense for that, for you to be better. But don't ever be embarrassed to better yourself. Don't ever be embarrassed because you've fallen and you try to get back up. Don't never be embarrassed about that. I am very transparent about my journey all the time. Even listen to this podcast or previous podcasts, I will always talk about my journey through my mental health, why this podcast started, my mental breakdown, what I went through. I will always talk about it because at the end of the day, that's who I am. It made me the man I am today. And without that journey, I would not be here. So don't be ashamed to seek out help. Don't be ashamed to be vulnerable and say, I have a problem and I need help. Therapy, a lot of it is covered by insurance. If you don't have insurance, shit, go online. There's a lot of free counseling and all that. You know? On my Black Men's Mental Health page, I'm going to have a list of free counseling for Black men. I'm going to take the page to the next level and make it more of an informative page on mental health. Because I want to help as many Black men as I can to get through their mental health problems and to achieve success. So if you go to blackmensmentalhealth.com, it should be up, but if it's not up, we're still under construction. Because I don't know if you're going to be up by that time or we're still doing things by the time this podcast come out. So yeah, don't be afraid to seek help. Mental health, you're not in the battle alone. Seek the help you need. Don't worry about the embarrassment. It's more embarrassing when you don't do anything about it. All right, guys, once again, I appreciate you so much for rocking with me. Check out CastanoWilliams.com for my personal page. You can also go to Black Men's Mental Health page to check out this podcast and all my other podcasts. Go to couplecritics.com where me and my wife, we're critics and we review movies, television, products, restaurants, cruises, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's becoming quite popular, so I appreciate the love, all right? All right, guys, until next time.